I did warn you that this service would be a service where I share the platform with one other Brian. And so I'm going to ask Brian to come and join me. And then I'm going to ask all those young people there. This is a very important part of the service. So I'm going to ask... Okay, we didn't rehearse this part of it, just saying. I'm going to... Okay, look less surprised, Brian. Okay, you've got this big guy. I don't know what he's doing. So I'm going to ask, don't you want to come sit over here, little people? Just so that you're not way over there, because you need to be close for what we're going to do this morning. Okay, looking good, looking good. Don't worry. These seats are open, I guess, for a purpose. For all of my little people, there you go. I know you're back with mom and dad. Sorry about that. That wasn't planned. Okay. And if you want to be with mom and dad, that's fine as well. Or if you want to be... Okay, and then the very little people who are very, very, very brave, come sit over here on the stage. Oh, come sit over here so that you're nice and close. Oh, okay. Because I've got some questions, okay, for you guys. And maybe some treats. Brian, I'm 83, but I'm young enough. Okay, just hold it in. Okay, so the story that... Okay, you need to look at me. Look this way. Looking good. It's great. It's story time. Okay. So we're going to just go over the story of what has happened up until this moment. Okay. So do you guys know your days of the week? Do you know how they go? You do? What's the first day of the week?
January,
very good.
Very good.
Okay.
January is the first day of the week.
Just going to make some notes here. My talk has just changed. Okay, that's very close. Anybody else want to hazard a guess? Yes? March? Okay, see, so I was hoping that maybe somebody on these chairs. Oh. No, okay.
Monday.
Whew. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, that's just close enough, okay, folk? You see. Okay, so the first day of the week is actually Sunday. What? I know that you think it's Monday because you go to school on Monday, but as a church, we say Sunday. And in Google Calendar, you can change that. You know, if you want to be a real Christian, first day Sunday, guys. Set it to that, okay? I'm going to check your calendars later. Right, okay, so... So Sunday, then, what comes after Sunday? Monday, then, yes, then, yes, 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 and then, boom. Okay, so let's start at Sunday. You will look at that. Well done. Okay, so we start on Sunday. A week ago, Sunday. Remember that if you were here, if you weren't here, you missed a really epic moment. At the end of the service, because it was Palm Sunday, all the little people grabbed palm fronds and waved them around. It was a goosebump moment. It was really awesome. But last Sunday, we celebrated Palm Sunday. Jesus came in riding on a donkey. The people were throwing their cloaks down. They were waving palm branches.
Why were they throwing their cloaks down?
Because they saw him as the king and they wanted to honor him. They like a red carpet.
Yes.
So he was walking in, riding in.
On a red carpet of palm trees and coats.
Brilliant. Yes, I know. That's next level, hey?
You get that, James? It was a red carpet of palm trees and coats. All right. Okay, the story is coming along nice. Okay. All right. Everyone listening.
Okay, he was riding on a donkey. Not a horse. A donkey, and there was a reason for that. You know what the reason is? Humility. He was the king, but he didn't come to make war. He came to make peace. If he had come in on a horse, they might have thought, wait a second, I think he wants to fight. But he came to love. Okay, so we celebrated that last Sunday, and there were some words that the people were shouting as he rode in. What were they shouting? Hosanna! Whew. Hey? Hosanna. Okay, so that's Sunday. Hey, what is this bowl up here?
Wait, hang on.
hold on, what's this all about?
It looks like an egg.
It does. Something in there, hey?
Yes, I can.
What is it? What do you think?
What do you think is in the egg?
An Easter egg.
An Easter egg in an Easter egg.
Easter egg.
Okay, well, look, it's okay, let's go. So Sunday, now we go to next day of the week. Sunday, then Monday. What happened on Monday? Anybody know what happened on Monday? I do. Oh, this was such an epic day. So he's had this really awesome day. Everybody's shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then he decides to visit the temple. And when he gets to the temple, what does he find? Tables. People buying and selling and lending money. Jesus has a moment of anger. Takes those tables, flips them over, chases the people out of
what?
The temple.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why was Jesus so angry?
Because they were selling and buying in God's temple where they should be worshiping God. They were no, it wasn't good.
It was not good.
It says this in the Bible. It's not written, my house will is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it into a den of robbers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, epic.
He's the same as robbers.
And you know, and as he did that, do you think everybody was really happy with what he did? Yeah, that's the correct answer. You can say it with more conviction, okay, church. They were not. And the chief priests and the Pharisees, in the Bible, it says they started to look for ways to kill him. So it was really on Monday they were trying to get rid of Jesus. Okay. Is there something, Shoppa?
There must be something in there.
What is it?
I think there was something. I don't know what it is, but some kids seem to think it's Easter eggs.
Somebody said Easter eggs?
Someone said it seems lighter than that.
Mm. It seems lighter. Okay, well, okay. So, okay, Sunday, Monday, now we're on? Tuesday. What happened on Tuesday? Tuesday. What a moment. It's interesting when you look at this whole week all at once, because this is where Jesus gave the greatest commandment. Anybody know what that is? Battled with the days of the week, so let's rather go with somebody else. The greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. You don't have to give me all the fluffy bits. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor. That happened after he'd been throwing tables around. Now he's teaching. And somebody says, what is the greatest of the commandments? And he says, this is it. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. I'm going to give you a practical way to love your neighbor at the end of the service. Don't worry. Awesome, hey?
What is in there?
Is it the same for all of them?
This sounds... Yep. What do you think, yeah. What do you think is in there, Georgie?
Can you hear something there? What's that?
What do you think is in there?
Okay, you see. February. Okay. Sorry, couldn't resist. Okay, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thanks, losing focus up front here. Need more chocolate. Who had chocolate already before they came to church? Okay, that goes without. Really? Oh, wow, so you both had chocolate.
Before breakfast.
I think George's chocolate has worn off.
It's the sugar crash.
Yours hasn't, and yours definitely hasn't. Okay, but without chocolate, this is normally...
Yes, sharp.
Awesome. Okay, right. Just like Brian. They share the same kind of vibe. Okay, so what would you say? Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday. Now, this is a bit of a sad day. Wednesday was a bit of a sad day. Because this is where Judas decides that he's going to betray Jesus. He goes to the teachers of the law and he says... I'm going to do it.
Who's Judas?
Judas is one of the 12, but he was the one that eventually betrayed Jesus.
Oh,
we've
no.
got a bit ahead of ourselves. But he betrays Jesus, and he does it for money.
Money.
Yeah. Okay, so where are we now? Oh.
I've got some eggs here.
Are they?
No, I still can't figure it out.
What is it?
I still can't figure out. Do you know, Enzo?
What's it, Enzo?
Sorry?
Nkuku.
Nkuku.
Nkuku. Yes, eggs, nkuku. Yes, ikanda. Yes, that's true. But nkuku and ikanda go together. That's true.
Okay.
I don't know if there's nkuku here. Yeah, nkuku.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, boom.
Yeah.
Enzo says it. It must be real. Right. And then we get to Thursday. Remember, we were here on Thursday and we spoke about all the different things that happened on that day. It was the day of preparation for the Passover. It was the day when the Passover meal was celebrated. It was when Jesus said, eat this in remembrance of me. Drink this in remembrance of me. It's when Jesus washed the disciples' feet. It's when he went out to pray. And it's where he was betrayed, where Jesus came in and betrayed him, said that this is the one. That was a hard day. And as he's arrested and he's taken away, the high priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the son of the Blessed One? And he says, yes, I am. And he says, we don't need any more witnesses. He's blasphemed. He needs to be put to death. What a day. Then it's Friday, hey? Next day's Friday. Are you still shaking that egg? This guy's determined to work out nkoko. Did I get it?
Nkuku.
Nkuku.
Nkuku. Chicken. No.
Hold on. No, just kidding. No, that was me. Relax. It was just me. I know you're thinking, wait a minute. There's something here. It's slight, though. It's not. It's little.
Do you think you boys and girls, if I were to give you guys this egg, can you hold yourself from checking what's in there? Right? But you just hold it and you try to figure it out. I'll tell you when to open it, okay? Just try and figure out
what's in there. Shake it by your ear. Can you hear that?
Shake it by your ear and tell me if you can hear anything or whatever. Just guess. I'll tell you when to open it, okay? Just hold on there and try and figure out.
Oh, it's got holes. There's some holes in the end.
All right, don't open it.
Can't she have one that matches her dress?
Oh, boy.
No, don't take it from your daughter. Oh, glory. Okay, right, that's better. I like that. Okay, so then we're on Friday. Jesus is crucified. All these eggs. You see, I thought this was going to be distracting. What's in there? Your daughter's got an idea. A ball.
Okay, with nkuku, you got a ball.
A soccer ball. A tiny ball, yes. Okay, right, okay. So that just hold the egg in your hand, put it in your lap. Mm-hmm. Try not to focus on the egg in your hand, in your lap. Okay, right, where are we now? Did I say Friday? Jesus yes. Crucified and he died? Okay, next day after Friday is? Okay, it's Saturday. So this is where it's Sabbath. The disciples rest, but there is something happening in the background that we read about. The Romans were scared. They were scared that the disciples were going to go and take the body out of the tomb, because remember, Jesus has said on the third day he will rise again, and they're like, "Hey, Pilate." They're going to just go and steal the body and then say that he is risen. And Pilate's like, okay, yeah, good plan. We're going to go put some guards at that tomb and we're going to put a seal on the tomb so that they can't steal the body. This happened on the Saturday. Whew, so cool. Okay, and then we get to the next day.
After Saturday is Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, parents, just if your child's sitting here, can you just go over this with your kids at home? Hot tip from Brian. This is such an important thing in life. Okay.
Days of the week.
Days of the week. February, March. Okay, but seriously. We get to Sunday. Sunday. Enzo. He didn't drop it.
What's in there, Enzo?
Nothing.
What? Sorry, what?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? Did we?
Maybe your egg is got
nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Hold it.
Okay. Sunday. He is risen. Hey. Only one person half-hearted. Well done, Peter. Well done, church. Don't focus on the eggs. Put the egg in here now. Focus on Brian. Sunday. He is risen. Absolutely. And we read that they go to the tomb. The tomb, the doors, the rocks rolled away. The tomb's empty. Okay, Shoba.
Yes, at this point, there's your egg.
Oh, open the eggs.
Now look, oh, you want your egg. Everyone open their eggs.
It's empty. We had you going the whole time, hey. You can be kind. Yes, Brian. Good trick. Well done. How hard crowd, Shoba.
What's in your egg? What's in your egg?
Nothing.
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 Everybody's eggs are empty. What?
Empty. Wait a second. Empty.
Empty.
Just like the
tomb
was
empty.
Woo!
Oh. Ah.
Okay, Shoba, come stand over here.
Yes.
Tell us something.
So, boys and girls, I want you to do me a favor. Everybody, look at your egg. Hold it up and look at your egg. Close it up, yes. Look at your egg.
I've closed it up, sorry.
Now, I want you to open your egg.
Oh, I just open closed it.
And this is what happened when the disciples went to look for Jesus' body. What was in the body? What was in the tomb? Nothing, right? No, Jesus wasn't there anymore. Jesus was no longer there. So I want you to keep this egg on your bedside table. All right? Anyone got a bedside table? I want you to keep the egg on your bedside table.
Open or closed?
Open or closed? Open or closed? Open or closed?
Open.
Open. Open. Why?
Very good. Okay, keep it on your bedside
table.
The tomb
is empty. Yes,
empty. Okay. Okay.
All right. So, open your eggs and keep them on your bedside table. So, every time you think about Easter, this whole week, I want you to remember one thing. The tomb is empty and Jesus is risen. Let's all say it together.
The tomb is empty and Jesus has risen.
One more time. I want to hear you, Enzo. The tomb is
empty.
And Jesus has risen. Yes. Woo. Are we going?
I don't know. Jade.
Jade. Okay.
Well, that's. Can we get them closer? Thank you. I hear she is.
Oh,
Jade.
Woo.
Woo. Woo. Oh, the moment we've all been waiting for. Oh, I'm so happy.
Thank you, Auntie Jade. Okay, now, boys and girls. Who knows what the word evangelism means? To evangelize. Evangelize.
February?
March? Huh? You want to give it a chance? Evangelize? No? You want to give it a shot? No? You want to give it a shot? No? Yes? No? No. Evangelize. Yes? April. Yes, it happens in April. That's when we have to evangelize. Mostly in April. Yes, Tom. Sorry? To spread the words, God's word. That's exactly it. So we, as boys and girls, need to tell as many people about Jesus. Okay? Everybody must tell as many people about Jesus. But I know that you guys won't be able to do that until I give you guys a reward. So, ooh, now the face changes. So, you're going to have 2 Easter eggs each. 2.
Children.
Children.
Children. Children. Children. I can see you getting really excited.
One Easter egg is for you. And the other Easter egg is for someone who you're going to give. You're going to give it to someone else. Because you're going to tell someone else how much Jesus loves them, okay? You must give that to someone else. You're going to have an egg for yourself, and then you are going to give someone else. Don't give it to your sister, okay? Because then your sister's going to give it to you, and then you guys are going to both have eggs. No, you find a stranger, don't give it to your siblings, okay? I know your tricks. This is for you, and this is for someone else, not your sister, okay? Don't steal. Okay. One is for, and the other one is for someone else. Well done, my boy. One is for you, one for someone else. Not your sister. Okay.
She'll get her own.
She'll get her own.
Okay, right. As Shoba does that, is anybody feeling sad that they never got an empty egg? Okay, come get one. Okay, come here. Those two big teenagers, would you believe? And one medium-sized teenager over there. Okay. No, don't worry. I've got a whole box full. So there you go. How many do you want? Okay. And then wait. Just under that chair is a box with some more. Just walk around and see who else wants one. We can give them away now. And then put it next to your bedside table. Open. The tomb is empty. Okay, right. Not all the little people. Goodness. Oh, all the little people. Okay. Right.
Yes.
I think we should wrap this thing up.
Wrap this baby up. Okay, boys and girls. So remember, one Easter egg is for you, and the other Easter egg is for? Me.
You are someone else.
It's for someone else. Okay? And when you tell that someone else, you must always tell that person, Jesus loves you. Okay.
Okay. Well, there's so many eggs here. What are we going to do with them? I think we should just take them home. Yes. Good plan. We will see about these eggs. Okay, you guys can go and sit somewhere. Maybe go back to your parents, because when those eggs kick in... Nice. Okay. And then... Okay, thank you. Wow, so much happening here. We're going to sing our communion song, because we celebrate communion this morning. So I'm going to invite my team up to the front to lead us in our communion song.